The Jubatorit-Nadapal road construction is resuming after 3 years of stagnation. It is not clear why work on the road stopped. Samuel Loti, a national member of parliament from Eastern Equatorial State, says he was part of the East Africa Parliamentary Caucus tasked with following up progress on the road construction. He says the first road project was halted because of conflicting interests.
We managed to push it through and met the World Bank, and the project is now on. And as we talk, an environmental impact assessment team that has already finished its work. The current work that is going on now is the consultant that is reviewing the technical design of the road from Nesitu to Nadapal. Then there will be a stakeholders meeting where we legislators from national at the state level plus the community leaders will go and sit with the contractor in Torit and be able now to discuss on the entire technicalities for the project. The World Bank has already contracted a contractor that is going to tarmac this road fully.
Bernard Lokoro Nyimuget, a youth leader and teacher in Budi County, believes corruption and embezzlement of public funds delayed many projects across the country. He says he hopes to see the Juba-Nadapal road project complete, which he says will benefit residents of Eastern Equatorial State.
Think that they wanted to do something for the community, they should not embezzle. At the end of the day, the project ends like before. So we shall really be very happy to the government if they will start and complete the work. And especially in Budi here, we have been facing a challenge of the road. And now since the road will be passing here, we shall really benefit a lot. Even the communities that people would want to transport to other places, it will now ease.
Torit resident Charles Cipriano Okulu says community leaders in Eastern Equatoria should support the road project. He says this is a second chance for the people of the state to finally get their road built.
When this road construction was started, the community were very happy. Everyone was happy with the hope that it will improve transport, improves security in the area. People, there will be free movement of people, and it capped the issue of road ambushes. And then suddenly it stopped. We thought the impact would be positive to our people and then with our neighborhood like Kenya. And then it will also ease the transport system, especially our traders who bring their goods from Kenya. It would actually lower down the prices. But it started, then suddenly stopped.
Jeff Ikachila Longoria is a committee member for roads and bridges in the State Legislative Assembly. He says state and national government should engage stakeholders to support the project.
What they are doing now is landmark survey, which they take recording the landmark that are available, structures of people, those who will be maybe affected by the road, so that the project itself will compensate them on the structure that will be demolished by the construction of the road. This road of Nadapal to South Sudan, it is a long-awaited and expected project, especially by the communities and by the entire country of South Sudan.
The road construction is scheduled to resume in December this year. It will take 3 years to complete. Eastern Equatorial State officials say the World Bank is monitoring progress on the project to ensure accountability. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.